Illinois regulators and activists have been agonizing over state fracking rules because there's money to be made underneath the ground in southern parts of the state. But there are also environmental concerns. But northern Illinois shouldn't be left out of the equation. LaSalle County, home of Starved Rock State Park, sits atop an ancient beach where sand was prevalent. And it's good sand, perfectly rounded quartz gems.
It was a beautiful white sand beach, just like if you went to maybe your favorite beach on the Gulf Coast or on the East Coast.
Mike Phillips is a geologist who teaches at Illinois Valley Community College in Oglesby. He says to understand fracking, you have to go back several hundred million years.
So this sand that's deposited here is this beautiful, clean, white sand that is 95 to 99% pure quartz, which is silicon dioxide, so that's why people call it silica sand.
He says the so-called St. Peter sandstone is present in Minnesota, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin, but accessibility varies.
There's kind of a large fold in the rocks underneath LaSalle County, and that fold, kind of at the peak of the fold, brings the layer of silica sand right up to the surface.
The thing about a beach sand is that at one time, waves washed the sand over and over, so all of the grains are pretty round. And quartz sand is very durable, so it doesn't dissolve in water.
And the clay or shale that they drill into is very hard, and the liquid and the gas does not move through there very easily. But if you push water under high pressure into those rocks, they fracture. So that's where the name fracking comes from. You can fracture those rocks. And once you create fractures, you have the opportunity for the oil or natural gas to move out of the rock into the fractures and into your well. And so what the silica sand is used for is they pump the water down the well and they put in some silica sand. And when they pull the water out, the fractures can't close up because the sand is there to hold the fractures open.
But is there enough to go around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have lots and lots of silica sand. So with any natural resource, with any geologic resource, the amount available for production is partly dependent on what people are willing to pay for it. If demand went up and the price went up, then the mining companies would probably be willing to dig a little bit deeper to get the sand.
Most people, when they think of a well, think of a hole that goes vertically straight down into the ground. Phillips says there have been big changes in fracking technology over the past two decades, which allow for horizontal drilling.
And so if you have a horizontal well that's 2 miles long and you fracture that, that uses a lot more sand.
Phillips says there are limits and trade-offs with all of these technologies.
If you dig this big hole in the ground, you know, you're trading some sand today for the ability to farm tomorrow. So if you look at some sand mines, the operators are very careful to make sure that the sand that they mine doesn't produce dust that blows off the property. Other property owners and mine operators maybe aren't as careful as they should be, so they have a bigger impact on their neighbors. You know, some sand mines go into places where the farmland isn't very good. And so then their impact on our ability to farm in the future is not as much as somebody who puts their mine underneath what we would call prime farmland. The people who own the property that want to mine it have a right to mine it, but the neighbors also have a right to maintain their lifestyle. And so one of the jobs kind of the state and the local government is to balance the needs of those people. And it's not easy. It's not easy to do.